USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. is exempting more than 400 Chinese goods from tariffs, but the two sides haven't shown any signs of resolving the core issues in the trade dispute. While officials are preparing for negotiations next month, President Trump has been talking to Australia's Prime Minister about trade, jobs, and the economy. The president doesn't believe the trade war will affect Australia's economy.
I will say, though, that Australia is doing very well. If we do end up doing a deal, Australia will do even better. And we were discussing that.
President Trump claims none of his calls with foreign leaders are inappropriate and calls the whistleblower report ridiculous and claimed the person who filed it is a partisan. And Walmart announces they are no longer going to be selling e-cigarettes after they run out of their current supply. The move comes after 8 people have died and more than 500 others have become ill of vaping-related illnesses. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Another Democrat exits the race for the White House. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, the latest to announce he's ending his campaign for the 2020 Democratic nomination.
I've contributed all I can to this primary election, and it's clearly not my time, so I'm going to end my presidential campaign.
De Blasio had launched his campaign back in May, but it never really gained any traction, and most recently polls were showing him stuck with just 1% support. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Walmart is announcing they're no longer going to sell e-cigarettes after 8 people died and more than 500 others have become ill of vaping-related illnesses. The retailer said on Friday they will stop selling them after running out of their current inventory. Walmart also said in a statement the growing regulatory complexity over e-cigarettes as well led to the decision. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The governor of Alabama reveals she has lung cancer. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
To Alabama now, where the Republican governor of the state, Kay Ivey, reveals she has lung cancer.
My team of doctors have assured me this treatment has a very high rate of success and will have a minimal impact on my schedule. Tomorrow morning, I will travel to UAB for an outpatient procedure, which will allow me to soon begin a series of specialized radiation treatments.
Governor Ivey turns 75 next month.
Carson King of Altoona, Iowa, already attained hero-level status in the state of Iowa, but now he's becoming nationally known thanks to his ESPN College Game Day sign requesting money for beer, which spawned a massive charitable response to benefit the University of Iowa Children's Hospital.
I think it's just amazing. I mean, this all started as a joke, just something to get, you know, a couple laughs from people, maybe $20 the max for, you know, some Bush lattes. And then it turned into over $300,000 for the Children's Hospital. It's just insane.
King continues on ABC's Good Morning America.
You know, I'm overwhelmed the amount of support this is getting. It's just so cool we can do something like this for the kids, you know.
As of Friday, King has raised $500,000 for the Iowa Children's Hospital. For more news, please remember you can always find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.